Welcome, ladies, to our Naomi's Table Bible study in the book of Ephesians. Bible study teacher Beth Seifert has today's lesson. And, of course, don't forget the Bible study notes and questions to help you dig deeper. Those can be found on our website, naomistable.com. Let's open up God's Word and begin.
Well, today we'll be in day 18 of our study through the book of Ephesians. We're going to be in chapter 6, verses 5 through 9 today. I've titled this lesson, Work at It with All Your Heart. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 5. Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ, not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bondservant or is free. Masters, do the same to them, and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. Okay, so we just covered mutual submission of believers. Then we covered wives submitting to their husbands, and then we covered children submitting to their parents. And do you see the progression? Paul started out broad and is now getting more specific, and today Paul addresses our workplaces. Now, first things first, slavery or bondservants as described here is not the slavery that our country had. The Bible does not condone the type of slavery that was prevalent throughout our country in its early years. At the time that Paul was writing this, though, about a third of the population of Ephesus was slaves, and God had given some very specific commands to the people, to his people, regarding servitude. The slaves or servants were often people who had gone into debt to the point that they couldn't pay back their debt, and thus were to serve the person they owed in repayment. But again, this wasn't serve me for eternity. There was a time limit, and every 7 years the slaves were set free, and if they owed a debt, after 7 years, their debt was considered as paid in full. In fact, there were conditions made in the Old Testament for occasions when a servant would choose not to be set free when his indenture was up, but would want to remain with his master. This could be because he had been given a wife by his master and didn't want to leave her and their children behind, or it could be because he loved his master and wanted to remain there. In such instances, the master and slave would go to the doorway, and the master would pierce the ear of the slave with an awl, and that would be a sign that the slave, of his own choosing, was now part of the household of the master permanently. Slaves or servants of this sort were considered part of the family, so this is also a natural part of Paul's instructions to the people as they deal with these relationships. However, by this time in Ephesus, many of these people were slaves not within the Jewish culture and the Jewish religion, but they were slaves to Gentiles too. But still, these directions are still what Paul is giving to them for their behavior. Now, Paul is not endorsing servitude here. He's addressing issues that face the believers. He acknowledges the reality of the slave-master relationship and addresses the way that the relationship should look. The principles he set forth here apply to submission to any lawful authority, and we see elsewhere in Paul's writings that he tells us to submit to the authorities because they were placed there by God. The only exception is if the authority is requiring the believer to disobey God's word or compromise your commitment to Christ. God's priorities come first, and if you are in a job that requires you to do questionably legal things or outright illegal things, you need to be looking for a different employment because you aren't honoring God by staying there and giving your implicit approval to those practices. So who is Paul really talking to here? Workers. And he tells workers to obey their masters as to Christ. Not that your masters are gods of any sort, but obey because God has placed you there for his purpose and for his glory. Do so with a sincere heart, not simply being a people pleaser or a yes man. Work hard. Work with all your effort, not just when the boss is right there, but all the time. Work, knowing that the work you are doing, in your attitude, your ability, your talents, all of those things are gifts from God, not your own doing. Let them see that, even when you get the short straw on tasks, do it with a cheerful heart. This isn't obey and then it's okay to grumble behind your master's back. This is obey and do it sincerely, as if you are obeying Christ. Obey them not just so you can get stuff, but because you are to serve as if you were serving God. You are working ultimately for the Lord, not for man. Do you act like you're working for the Lord? Your work should be characterized by honesty and integrity and diligence. Remember, you yourself were bought with a price, the precious blood of Christ. You are not your own. You represent your true master. Are you representing your master as a master who doesn't care about your work ethic? Who doesn't care if you cut corners? Who doesn't care if you do the job hurriedly and sloppily? Our rewards for doing what we're supposed to do may not come in this lifetime. But remember, this lifetime is truly fleeting. This is the prelude to eternity. Rewards in heaven? Yeah, that's an incentive I can strive for. Now, there's also a directive to masters, just as there was a directive to parents, as well as children, and husbands, as well as wives. Who might the masters be? Well, managers and bosses. Now, what if you are a business owner or a manager? Managers have a rough time. They are both employees and bosses and have to navigate that responsibility carefully. Bosses, stop threatening your subordinates. Stop treating them callously as merely a means to an end. Stop treating them as expendable. Treat them with care. Provide an environment for them that they can work and work hard in. Hold them accountable, yes. Hold them to an appropriately high standard, absolutely. But do so not because your desire is to punish them if they fail, but because your desire is for them to thrive and be challenged and work hard. Know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven. And bosses, just like husbands and just like parents, you will answer to God for how you treated them. Remember, God shows no favoritism regarding masters or slaves. However, each do have their own responsibilities and expectations, and those do need to be met. In some way or another, we are all employees of someone. We all work, and we all have work to do. How do we do that work? Do you grumble and complain at all the thankless tasks you have to accomplish? Do you stomp around muttering that no one is helping you with this task or with that one? Do you disrespect your boss behind their back? Are you working with all your heart and ability, the ability that God gave you, or are you doing whatever the bare minimum is to get by? If someone saw you at work every single second you were there, even when you thought you were alone doing your work, what would they see? Would they see you working hard or hardly working? Can I just remind you that God is always there, all the time, when you are working? Even when you are alone in a room, he's there. He sees whether you spend most of your time on social media or working for the authority that he has placed over you. Do you know that, and do you desire to please him in your work? Or do you think of God as your cosmic stalker just waiting for you to mess up? That's not the case, ladies. He is there watching, yes, but not because he's waiting to pounce on you. He knows your heart better than you do, and he knows your sins. He is there, and he is pleased when you work diligently, even when no one is around. Even when you do those thankless tasks, God knows. And God is glorified when you do those thankless tasks with your whole heart, not sloppily or halfway. So consider your roles and responsibilities today. Are you truly working at work as you would work for Christ? Are you the kind of boss that glorifies God in your work? If not, isn't it time to get in line with his will and be the worker and manager that he has called you to be? If you work for the Lord, it is never in vain. Who are you working for today? Ladies, you'll find the notes for this study under the Bible Studies tab on the website naomistable.com, day 18. Work at it with all your heart.